He's colorful.
You look good, you feel good, and you're gonna fight good.
He's cocky.
Bow-bow. He's got the style, the swag.
He's a can't miss talent.
What a shot!
Chris Primetime Colbert takes center stage against Olympic medalist King Tug Nyambayar. Plus, we live the epic pay-per-view clash between Tank Davis and Mario Barrios. Two championship main events, one powerful night on Showtime.
All the Smoke has partnered with DraftKings to create a contest specific for the show that is free to enter with 10,000 cash up for grabs.
To get in on the fun, make sure you download the DraftKings app or sign up to DraftKings.com and enter the All the Smoke free-to-play pool.
Sign up with DraftKings via mobile app or online. Hit the All the Smoke free-to-play pool, then answer a series of questions about the show for your shot to win $10,000 in cash.
We're talking questions like favorite musical guest who's been on the show, who would be the best third host, and who has better style, me or Matt, and a bunch more.
Well, Jack, we've had some of the best guests you could possibly have on a podcast. Who are some of your favorites?
AI episode was one of my favorites, and also Shannon Sharp, two guys that I highly respect, that are my brothers, and some people that I love.
Obviously, the Kobe was a big episode for both of us. Snoop Dogg was a dope episode. Who were some of the guests you thought had the best style on the show?
Wiz is one of them. Wiz came swagged out. BD is always a fashion alert. Baron Davis and Wiz were some fly guys on the show.
Absolutely. Anyway, the answers selected the most to each question by the fans will be deemed the right answer.
Make sure you check out this All the Smoke free-to-play pool and so many more over at DraftKings.
DraftKings mobile app or desktop. Sign up using promo code SMOKE. $10,000 in cash up for grabs.
Promo code SMOKE. 10K cash up for grabs. Don't miss it.
Do y'all watch tapes of your interviews to improve each time, or has it been a natural progression to get better each time?
I go back and watch shows.
Obviously, it's not the studying we did in basketball. It's not that kind of studies.
We like to freestyle, go off the fly, and make it organic.
What up, y'all? We out here in Atlanta. Just had some great shows. Now we're going to take some time and answer a few fan questions. So, Jack, let's get this started.
At Top End, Jared, how much time do players and teammates really spend together outside of the locker room? Y'all got cliques like school?
Me and Jack, when we play together, we would go from practice to the house, either his house, my house, smoke, chill, grab some food, and go out. Some people are like that, some teammates you never see. So I just think every situation is different.
Yeah, I think every team I've been on, our team was like brothers, from Golden State to Indiana, you know, to Charlotte. I hung out with my teammates, I hung out with my brothers. And I was one of those guys that I made sure that I didn't hang out with our people outside of my team. You know what I mean? So some teams do it, like you say, some teams don't. But the teams that win, they hang together.
Next up, Artie McFly, 35. Who was the most impactful coach, basketball or in life, or life-wise?
For me, I learned a lot from Greg Popovich. Even though he screwed me at the end of my career, I still respect him and hold him at high regard because he taught me how to be a professional. But my favorite coach was Don Nelson. No other coach believed in me like Don Nelson. I got one of the highest compliments you can get from an NBA coach, the winningest coach of all time. They asked him how would he want to start in five. He said he wish he would have had five Steven Jacksons. That's the ultimate compliment to me, so Don Nelson's my guy. And the only coach to make me a captain.
Yeah, like Don Nelson, I learned a lot from Don Nelson. I learned a lot from Phil Jackson. I learned a lot from Steve Kerr, even though I didn't have Steve Kerr for a long time. I just really liked his approach and his attention to detail, but then also allowing people to be themselves within the system. So those are my couple coaches I learned a lot from.
Next fan question at Jay Ranch. Game 7 NBA Finals. We believe Warriors versus Bad Boys Pistons. Who wins? In a fight, LOL.
The Bad Boys
Pistons?
You got
nothing else to do with your time, huh, Jay Ranch? Nothing else to do with your time.
Who wins the game? The Bad Boy Pistons, that's Isaiah and them, and then Laimbeer. And it would have been fun to fight Laimbeer, I'm not even gonna lie to you. It would have been fun to fight Laimbeer. We're gonna pick ourselves, of course.
Yeah, we're gonna pick ourselves, but that's all the IOGs. That's all the Hall of Famers who we look up to, who paved the way from us.
J.White_15. Do y'all watch tapes of your interviews to improve each time, or has it been a natural progression to get better each time? Good question.
I go back and watch shows sometime to critique myself. Not as much as I should, because you know, we do a good job and we understand, you know, what we have to do each day. Each show is different. So I do watch shows, but I don't go back to critique myself. We like to freestyle, go off the fly, and make it organic. So no.
Yeah, and to answer that, I mean, I'll watch every once in a while to kind of just see more to just see what the guest said, and because we do so many shows, you kind of forget sometimes, but there are little notes you can take. Obviously, it's not the studying we did in basketball when we had to study our opponent daily. It's not that kind of study. So obviously you want to continue to improve, and you know, there's things we do to help each other out with that. And then, you know, also we do go back a little bit and, you know, kind of check ourselves out.
Next fan question, Chris_bro1. When you first started thinking seriously about retirement, who was the first person you talked to about it? Family, teammate, coach, agent, et cetera? And why that person? Also, what did they say?
My retirement was out of the blue. I had just signed a 3-year contract the year before and just felt like I was ready for what was next. Hadn't got a chance to see my kids as much as I wanted to, so I was just 15 years later. Was just ready for the next step in life. So I didn't really tell no one. You know, I kept it quiet. I did a little announcement on Instagram once I knew it was time, and I haven't looked back since.
I didn't consult with nobody but my knees and my shoulders and my back and my feet and all the other things that I used to run up and down the court. I didn't need no approval from nobody. My body told me it was time. And we made that decision together, me and my body.
Me and my body.
Didn't need no approval from nobody else.
Dan_35, does the Alex Caruso getting busted for weed change the potential contract numbers in any way?
It shouldn't. Weed is legal and they don't get tested for it in the NBA anyway. I don't even think he got caught with weed. I think he got caught with a grinder. So free Alex Caruso. We don't want to hear nothing about this. We don't want the media to make it bigger and mess up this man's contract because it's stupid. Weed is legal damn near everywhere. But you dumbass cops keep arresting people just to hit your quota. Stop it. Free Caruso, man.
Yeah, no, I agree. It was bullshit. And he had a great season. He's had a great 2 past seasons. So hopefully he gets all the money he deserves and more.
Next fan question, Vince Veneer. Would you guys have liked to have all these replays during games when you were playing?
I don't like that it slows it down. And I don't like when they have the replay and they still get it wrong, but I think it's shown its importance in the playoffs, you know, with some key calls being reviewed and overturned. But, you know, overall, it's a tough situation. I don't like anything that messes up the flow of the game, though.
Yeah, the referees is bad regardless if they review it or not. So it don't even matter. They still going to be bad with the review.
Chasem Harris, what's the most underrated city you lived in that you've played for?
Well, believe it or not, bro. I didn't like the team. I didn't like the coach. I didn't like nothing about the organization. But I love Milwaukee. I changed the name to Trillwaukee because me being from the original Trillville, Port Arthur, Texas, I love Milwaukee. I love the people in Milwaukee, and I love the city. Believe it or not, Trillwaukee is a good place to be. You know, I wasn't too fond of the team, like I say, but the people there in Milwaukee, I rock with y'all for real.
I would say Phoenix. I think Phoenix is a beautiful city. They have a great organization, great fan base, and it just gets too hot in the summer. But outside of that, man, Phoenix is a beautiful LA to me.
Next fan question, @Bam_Rubble. With Trae Young's current playoff run with the Hawks, does it seem real similar to the playoff run Allen Iverson had with the Sixers in 2001 when he led his team to the finals?
I never thought about that, but possibly. You know, it's always impressive to me when one of the smallest guys on the floor have the biggest imprint on a game like this. So that's a good comparison.
Could be. Trae's still writing this story. You know, Iverson came up a little short, but Trae's still writing this story, so we'll see.
That's a wrap. Hope you enjoyed fan questions. Keep sending them. We'll keep answering them. We appreciate y'all love and support, and take care.
He's colorful.
You look good, you feel good, and you're going to fight good.
He's cocky.
Bye-bye. He's got the style, the swag.
He's a can't-miss talent.
What a shot!
Chris Primetime Colbert takes center stage against Olympic medalist King Tug Nyambayar. Plus, we live the epic pay-per-view clash between Tank Davis and Mario Barrios. 2 championship main events, 1 powerful night on Showtime.